Now I started. So I encourage you to come closer if you can. What forms the mind of a natural man? What's the things that affect and forms my mind? Not my mind. The non-believer, the unbeliever's mind. What's the things that control the mind of non-believer? So we're gonna draw a mind here. I'm gonna draw this, and we call it mind. I hope that I'm gonna write right spelling. Right, mind. Okay. This is the natural mind. This is the natural man. This the non-believer. Okay. What are the things that control the mind of non-believers? I want to hear from you.
Music.
Music. Okay, remember this. Okay, remember. Music. Uh-huh.
Your thoughts.
Your thoughts. We want to see what control your thoughts. What control my mind, my thoughts.
Money.
My thinking. Money. Okay, remember this. Money. What else?
Emotions.
Okay. What else?
Culture.
Who said culture? Culture. Okay. Well, if I wanna put one big title, I would say music, culture, that's more like a big title of the world.
Influence.
Yeah?
Influence.
Yes?
Influence.
Yeah, we will come to influence and authority, we will come to it. But we would say the world. Right? Music, for example, they come with new ideas and try to control our mind with the new ideas. I was watching something, and this Katy Perry, that's right, yeah. And she said something very weird. A new album is that her picture with an eye in her mouth. And she said, well, now after I more and more submit myself to the universe, not God, universe, now more and more I'm expressing myself through the music. So I see through the music. I see through my mouth. What confused? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to say? It doesn't make sense. You're like, I want to see you through my mouth. That doesn't make sense. You see through your eyes. You understand through your mind and brain. This is how God, you know. But they want to create new things. And if you don't follow this system, you're tardy, you're not up to date, right? It's influencing all kind of music that encourages sex, killing, drugs, and immorality, right? I don't hear it, but I hear about it, right? All this kind of music influence and shape our way of thinking, right? The world. So we're gonna write here the world. I wish. Yeah. Okay. World. Right?
Yeah. It's
good. So now the world. I'm gonna write two type of lines. This line is authority, and this type of lines is influence. So this is authority. Can you write it for me? Authority. Okay. Now I know. The hardest thing for me is the first letter. If I know it, I will.
Yeah.
So, and this is influence.
You got it?
Influence. I don't know if it's there. Anyway. So what I'm gonna do is, the world has authority over my mind, the non-believer. If the world wants us to think in a certain way, he will order our mind to think this way. Do we have a choice? Do they have a choice? They don't, because the world is controlling the mind. So I'm gonna write that they have authority over the mind, and for sure they have influence. It's very important. Okay. What else shapes the mind of non-believers? What else?
Lust.
Thank you very much. Where does the lust come from?
Flesh.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to write flesh.
Which is, I think I can do it. Flesh.
Do we have a choice to obey before Christ? Before Christ, do we have a choice to obey or to refuse what the flesh wants us to do? If the flesh wants us to do anything, we say okay. Especially if it has pleasure that wants to numb our hurts and our feelings and, you know, flesh. If the flesh says something, I obey. So we have the flesh have authority over our mind, the way we think, the way we think. The flesh has authority. Does he have influence?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. If he has authority, for sure, it's influence. The influence is that try to change the way of thinking and try to influence your decisions in life. Right? Okay. So the world, flesh, and what else?
Devil.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Satan.
I'm not sure if it's right, but
Satan. Satan, again, you remember? We had the authority from God. We were created, and God gave us the authority, but because of sin, we gave our authority to whom? So we submitted to our father, which is devil at that time. So we have no saying. He says, think about this, I think about this. Do this, I do this. Right? Lie, I lie. Think about bad stuff, I think about bad stuff. Can I do anything about it? No, I can't, because I gave him the authority over my mind, and for sure he has influence over my mind. Okay, I'm gonna say something more about this because it's very important. When it comes to Satan, when it comes to the enemy controlling our mind or the non-believer's mind, it's like a monster. As if you are monster. Like monster. Yeah, monster. As if you are living, carrying monster inside. And this monster is way stronger than you. And when they tell you something, they obey. I know it. You know how I know it? Because I lived it. I lived it. There is like, I felt sometimes I'm powerless. Powerless over the thinking that the enemy wants me to do and to say and to think. Powerless. It's like a puppet. He moves me wherever he wants. Makes me say things that he wants. Way of thinking that he wants. He wants. Right? It's a monster. There is no way I can say no to this enemy. And I'm carrying him all the way. This is Satan. What else that influence the mind of non-believers before Christ?
No, doesn't Katy Perry have a song, I Got a Monster Inside My Head?
I don't know. I don't know her songs.
Sorry.
The only song I know, Tiger something. I don't. Anyway. What else? What else control our minds before Christ? Sin. Yeah? Okay. I'm gonna write it here. Thank you. I'm gonna write it here for a reason, and you'll know why in a minute. I'm gonna write it S-I-N. Sin. Okay? And we will know not why. Sin separate me from
God.
From God. I'm gonna write here. God. This I know. It's easy. Okay. The question is, does God have authority over the mind of non-believer? Authority.
Yes.
Orders them. Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes?
Who says yes?
I say yeah.
Okay. Who says no? Can, like, the non-believers, they are still in sin. Does God have authority over their mind?
Well, as far as, like God's, God having authority or them giving God authority?
Yes. This is the...
Two ways.
Yeah.
I say God has authority over everything.
Yeah.
But as far as like,
are they? But am I here giving him the authority?
Say no.
Okay. So God has the authority. Okay. But because of the sin, it comes here and I stopped it because of my sin. I stopped it. Does God have influence over my mind before Christ? Yes, no.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, no.
Yes.
I would say yes, because he still loves me. He still puts things in my way to influence my mind, to influence my life, to come back to him. I remember the first revelation about God I had. I was almost 12. I was so badly sinner. But I was walking in the street and I looked at the sky. It was cloudy and a tree, huge tree. And I looked, I thought, there is God. I believe there is God. But did I submit myself to him? No. I lived my life. It was like a moment of, I recognized there is God and he is big, huge, strong, mighty. Can do everything, but I didn't commit my, I didn't submit my life to him. So he influenced our minds, but our choice is to submit or not. So the influence goes even through the sin to our mind to influence our mind. Okay? Influence is more giving us choice. Would you like to do that? But authority, do that. Right? It's totally different. Okay, what else affects our mind before Christ? Okay. Does our past affect our mind? Okay, so I'm gonna write here, past. Have authority or have influence? And authority. Authority means think this way, I think this way. Let me give you an example. You know that I'm going through diet now, through a certain type of diet. Okay? And I have 3 meals. And I'm not allowed to eat anything in between. So nice, I'm enjoying it. And after I ate my meal,
I was going to the kitchen to do something, dishes or something, and the fruit stand or whatever, it was there, and an orange in the top. And I was going to the kitchen, and I looked at this orange, and I felt like the orange is speaking to me and saying, eat me. And my normal is, okay, you said it. I'm gonna eat, and then that's it. My past, my normal is to just eat it. Just eat it. But I'm just saying this as a very, very small example. But I didn't eat it. I was like, if you come to me in the Bahrain, you wouldn't be there. You know? But for sure, it's more than that. Things happened to me when I was a child, influenced the way I think, right? I'm coming from Upper Egypt, and Upper Egyptians think that men in the house are the, like, number one. They speak, they say, and everyone obeys. And I was coming to marriage like this. And poor Rola. No. I had to switch the way of thinking. My way of thinking was saying, I don't know, maybe some of the Egyptians here will recognize this. Man does not cry, right? We heard that when we were young, man does not cry. And then I was taking Jonathan, my son, who was baby. He was baby. They gave him injection and he cried. And the first thing came from my mouth, don't cry, man does not cry. And I recognized, wow. What a bad thinking. Who said that man does not cry? Until now I don't cry. But I cry sometimes. I cry. If there is a certain movie, if I watch it, I cry. So, but the way I grow up is man does not cry. And I said it to my little baby. He was in pain. And I said, man does not cry. And the minute I said it, I felt like, this is a lie. Don't worry, I'm so sorry, Habibi. It's okay to cry. You know, our past influence our mind big time. The things that happen to us in the childhood comes with us until now, and it influences big time. It influences us big time. Hate someone from the past, like Egyptians are this, or Mexicans are this, Americans are this, and we come with our, Yala, you help me, presuppositions, pre-assumption. That we come with an idea because we know Mexicans are this, Americans are this. Who said that? Who said that all Americans are like this or all Egyptians are like this? You know, we come with ideas from the past, and with it, we judge everyone according to our presuppositions or pre-assumptions or الأفكار المسبقة. صح؟ We had an idea from the past, and according to our past, we live our life before Christ. This is all before Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
I feel no one says amen. Amen. I'll say it to myself. Amen. And again, it's influence. Okay? There's another one here. It's a little bit complicated, but I'm going to write it. It's the human spirit. The human spirit. And I'm going to ask you a question and you're going to answer me. Human spirit, I'm going to Write HS, human spirit, because it's a big word. Thank you. Human spirit. My spirit, my own spirit. My own spirit. My spirit. Is this spirit alive or dead? He's still in sin. Is it alive or dead? Yeah. Before Christ, it's dead. So what comes out of it to my mind? What? Death or life? Death. Okay? So have authority and has influence over. I'm not gonna take a long time to end this. So this is before Christ. Our little poor mind is controlled by the world, by the flesh, by Satan, by the past, and by our own dead spirit. What else? That's it? Yeah. Okay. After Christ. Let me just read this. From someone can read it, please, for me. Second Corinthians 4:4. Yes, 4:4. This will explain this drawing.
Whom the God of this world hath blinded.
So blinded stops me to see, okay? Because of إله هذا العالم. Yeah. Satan. Yeah. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The minds of them which believe it not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Okay. So the goal for Satan to blind my mind so the gospel will not shine into my life, into my mind. Ephesians 4 from 17 to 23. It's a long, little bit long, but it has a lot of ideas about this.
4:17?
Yeah, 4:17 until 23.
This I say, therefore, testify in the Lord, you should no longer walk.
Can you speak louder a little bit so can everyone can?
This I say, therefore, testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles know, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Being past feeling, having given themselves over to rudeness, to a word of all meanness, with greediness. But you have not so learned of Christ. If indeed you have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, which you put off concerning the form of conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness.
Amen. So this you find in this verse, few verses, you find the influence of everything here. And God is saying, take off this. Take off everything and be renewed in your mind. Amen. So now we're going to see the believer's mind, how it's controlled. How it's what controls the mind of the believers. So this is, we can say, okay, here is the mind. And I'm gonna do everything like before, and I will ask you, it will be easier a little bit, the world, yeah? And then what else? Satan? And then the flesh, and then past, and then human spirit. I'm gonna write it here and you will know why. My spirit. Okay? And then God. Okay, now when I become in Christ, I am in Christ, which means something happened. I gave my life to Jesus, that who died for me on the cross, right? Now I'm a believer in Jesus. I'm gonna ask you, does the world have authority over my mind now? Yes, no. No, it doesn't have authority. So it, the world, hallelujah, I will say it from the Bible in a minute. The world tries to control my life again, tries to control my mind again, but because of the power of the cross, the cross have given me again the authority that I lost, right? In Jesus, Jesus gave me the authority again that I lost. So when the world try to control me, I say no, and I can say no. Now I can say no. Does the world influence me? Influence my mind? Yes or no? Yes. Still, the world influences my mind. When I see things in the Facebook and the media, still, the music that we listen to, even if it doesn't have authority over my mind, but still influence my mind. All the cute stuff that we listen to, we talked about this several times, me and Rola. They put it in a really funny, cute way. But in between the lines, there is a huge message, right? Like Friends. It's a cute show, right? Very cute. Laugh and, you know. But in between, there's a lot of messages trying to influence my mind. Right or wrong? Right. It's huge. Okay, Satan. Does he have authority over mine? No. The authority of Satan broke. It was broken in the cross. But still, he influenced my mind. So the influence is still there. Why God didn't take away even his influence? Don't you sometimes you think, why didn't you make it easier for us when we came to Christ and we surrendered our life? Why didn't you, Satan, like this? Why? Because of the law of the freedom law. Because it's we're not gonna have any choices, right? There will be like, oh, God made us like this, and we have to think like this. No, God still respects our freedom, and he says, you have the free, you are free to think like what Satan wants you to think or not. You are free to think like what the world think or not, right? Okay, the flesh is the same. But still, the influence, it's there. The past, hallelujah. Here, I love this. The authority is gone from the past, but the influence still there. Why did I write this here? What?
Because it's born now. It's alive.
Thank you. Because we've been moved from the darkness into the kingdom of His Son, Jesus Christ. We've moved. And this movement, this intikal, this, it is all like flesh, spirit, and mind. We've been moved here because the cross and crucified. We're going to come to this. Still, the spirit have authority and have influence, my own spirit, okay? And for sure, God now have the authority over my mind and have the influence. I'm going to go back to the past. I love it. When the Bible says, you will help me. تغيروا عن شكلكم بتجديد أذهانكم لتختبروا ما هي إرادة الله الصلاح الكاملة المرضية. Being transformed by renewing the mind, by renewing of the mind. I love it. When it speaks like about this, it speaks the past. I love it. It gives you, as if they're saying, it gives you new past. Is there anything called new past? No, there's nothing called new past. But the thing is that, so the things that happen in my life, I'm not going to be able to change it. When I was young, I was beaten, I was no. It's the same, it's going to happen the same. But because of I was beaten, I was this and this and that, I have a way of thinking, but new past means a new influence of the past over my mind. You got this? You got this? It's very important. Very important. So I know, I still remember the things that happened in my life. I think I still remember the events. But because of the renewing of the mind, because of God and the work of the cross over my life, I remember the event, but the influence, it's different. So instead of hate the Egyptian because they did that, hate the Americans because of that, or hate my uncle, my grandfather because he did that, no, I don't hate anymore. I have a new way of thinking. I have a new past. I have a new influence of the past. I have a new mind. So I do things according to the cross, according to the life of Jesus Christ. Let's read together in Colossians 3:3.
For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
So we died, and our life is hidden in Christ. The old have died with Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Someone says amen.
Amen.
Please say amen.
Amen.
You died with Christ. I remember someone explained it in a beautiful way. Can you stand up, please? I'm going to do this. You're going to be embarrassed in a minute. No, don't worry. Okay. With Jesus, مع المسيح صلبت فأحيا لا أنا بل المسيح يحيى. I've been crucified with Christ. So I live no longer, but Christ lives in me. Okay, someone explained it this way, that at that time, they had a way of punishing someone killed, a killer, yeah? Well, what they do is that they bring you, that I killed you. Die, please. No. So I killed him. So the way they punish me, they come and they tie me in his body, okay, and they leave me. And they leave the killer with the dead body. After a few days, what will happen to the dead body?
It stinks.
Stinks, which is exactly what I... No, I'm just kidding. It stinks and start to all the death
light, the smell, right, starts to breathe it and breathe it and breathe it until you yourself die. This is the way they kill the killer. So they tie him to the body until he dies. This is exactly what. Thank you very much. Yeah. Be alive in the name of Christ. So what's saying that with Christ I was crucified because I killed him. Didn't I, because of my sin, I caused Christ to die on cross? Yeah, did you? Did you? Yes? With Christ I am what? Crucified. My flesh is crucified with Christ. So now I die with Christ because I was the reason why he was crucified. I die with Christ. But hallelujah, after 3 days, what happened? What happened? He rose again, and I rose again with him. In him, I am alive again. This human spirit became alive. Why? Because I... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Die with Christ. So this is why now when the world tells me something, I'm dead. I'm dead to the world. I can't go to a funeral and speak to the dead. Will they do anything? You know what? Give him all the money. Will he say, yeah. No, he's dead. He's dead. Right? He is dead. We live... move, but as we are dead in Christ, dead, we died. Say amen. Please say amen. We die. We die. We die to our self-ambition. We die to our dreams. Yes, we die to our dreams. Yes, we die to our great future. We die to the American dream. We die. We die. So we don't live anymore, but who lives? Christ lives in me. And can you imagine? Can you imagine? Hallelujah. Can you imagine Christ, living Christ? Living Christ. Moving at your work, in your house, in your neighborhood, in your school, college. Can you imagine how many Christ, living Christ, moving in this land? What will happen to this land? What will happen? It will be transformed. It will be transformed. Because we're living as dead people. Dead to our selfishness, our flesh. Our flesh. This is flesh, yes. Hallelujah. Are you having fun? No, you're not. Okay. Read with me, please. We still have time. Galatians 5, 20, 24. Yes.
And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
Who's what? Can you say the first three
and
words?
And those who are Christ's.
Okay. Now, we are in Christ, but for Christ, belongs to Christ. And this is very important, very important. Because some people, they come to this point, they believe in Jesus, and they will go to heaven. And everything. But here, they are not yet belongs to Christ. But here it says, those who are Christ's. Another translation says, belong to Christ. This is speaking about living again, living for Christ. Not for myself. Say amen, please. Not for myself, but for Christ. And you will have the, how can I know? Okay, you will have the choice. You will have the choice. You will have, like, to make a decision. Make a decision. Either this work or this work. This work can take you away from God, and this work can take you more closer to God. So which one you're going to... But this has more money and more prestige. And well, this is beautiful. Go with this. No. Because I'm for Christ. I belong to Christ. I cannot do this. I cannot do this. Whenever you have a choice, God spoke to me one time in English. I believe he speaks English. whenever you have choice in life, that means when you make a choice, you're gonna lose. Say amen. Because and the word said, when you choose, you lose. You see? I know. Yeah. When you choose, you lose. Because whenever you have options, that means there is something good in this and something good in this. So you have, yeah. But when you choose this, you will lose this. The good stuff here. Yeah, but our choices will be influenced and Christ-centered. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So because we're dead to all this, and we are alive, we are alive for Christ. The last thing I will share with you, someone opens 2 Corinthians 3, 14 and 18. Before we pray, this is my study last week. When I understood this, I was like, wow, what a beautiful thing! I pray that you will have this revelation too. Can you read it, please? Someone can read it. 3:14 to 18.
For until this day, the same veil remains unified in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil was taken away in Christ.
Let me just give you an example. Like, he's talking now about the Israelites. When they read the Old Testament, they have a veil, like something that blinds their eyes and their mind. Even until today, they read it with the veil. Yeah?
Even to this day, Moses is read. Veil lies in their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and with the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. There's another translation speaks about, because we have a veil, because they have a veil, they lost the simple mind. I don't know where, but yeah. Hey, no, it's just, let me. I'll preach in Arabic. It's easier for me. Okay. 2 Corinthians 3. This is a different.
Oh. Keep moving.
Keep moving. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's 11? Yeah, it's 11. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. 11 and 3. Yeah.
But I fear lest somehow.
Yes.
But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Okay. Now it speaks about the... it's so beautiful because Paul now is speaking about the serpent and Eve, how the serpent deceived Eve, right? To keep you from what? The simplicity of the mind. And I recognize that there is something called simplicity of The mind. The word used here, simple mind. Can you say simple mind?
Simple mind.
Say it again, simple mind.
Simple mind.
Okay, simple mind here. The word is used, simplicity here, have four meanings. Four meanings, three S and P, okay? You remember it this way, okay? Three S is simple. Correct me if I'm wrong. Simple, right? Okay, sincere. This is hard a little bit. S-I and
C.
C, sincerity. You know it, and now you know it. Sincerity. Okay, and I will leave this now. And purity. Okay, so it says that because the serpent deceived, because of the deception of the enemy, you lost your simple mind, the simplicity of the mind, which is being simple, being sincere, and being pure. But also that the third S is so beautiful. I didn't know that he used this wonderful word, because it means singleness. Being single-minded, which means what? I have one thought. You remember before the fall, you remember. Before the fall, we said the state of mind, is it confused or set in a certain way of thinking? You remember? Yeah? It has only one way of thinking, which is what?
Please
thinking
God.
About?
To please God.
To please God, thank you very much. Why didn't you say it when I said share about no? To please God, before fall, before the serpent came to Eve, the mind had only one type of thinking, which is to please God. But because of sin, we were corrupted, our mind is corrupted with different way of thinking. The world, Satan, the body, the flesh, everything is good. Now it's, but in Christ, hallelujah, he will put us back to the simplicity, the simple mind, which is the singleness of the mind. You got it? You got it? I wish I had a cup now. Imagine with me, this is a cup. And the enemy put in our mind ideas and way of thinking. But God is saying in Christ, and the way you die with Christ in the cross, hallelujah, I will remove all the corruption of the mind. I will return back the state of singleness, simplicity, sincerity. I know I kind of understand the word sincerity, which is like being sincere means whatever whatever is from outside, it's inside. No deception, right? Being sincere is that I'm pure.
True.
This is what God wants us to. This is what God wants to make in our mind. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
To remove all the corruption, to remove all the dirt, all the garbage, all the things that it's controlling my mind, and give me one thing again to please God. Hallelujah. This is renewing of the mind. This is renewing of the mind. This is what God wants to do for us in the cross. Let's stand together. Let's stand together.
I say amen and Aaron.
Amen.
Amen.
Just amen. Just amen, yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Instead of living in confusion, instead of living in divided minded, you have so many opinions, and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to choose. But in Christ, God wants to renew our minds. God wants to give us the single the singleness again. Lord, I pray this for myself. And pray this for me. Pray it now. Pray it. Pray that God will renew your mind. Your past is making your life like a disaster. You're hating this. You cannot do this because you're afraid. Because of fear, you cannot. Because you have bad experience. You had a bad experience. Lord, renew my mind. Renew my mind. Make me single in my mind again. I crucify myself with you, Jesus. I choose to die. I choose to die. I choose to live for you. Not for myself. Not for myself. Not for my ambitions, my dreams. But for your big dream, for your great commission. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, teach my mind. Train my mind to please you. Cast out all the dirt from my mind. Cast out all the dirt from my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Take me with you to the cross. Take me, lead me to the cross. Lead me to the cross. Hallelujah. Lead me to the cross. Lead my flesh to be living sacrifice for you. Lead my mind to be single again for you. Lead my spirit to be alive and on fire again for you. Hallelujah. Renew me. Paul is asking the church to take off all the old, and to wear, to put on the new, to put on Christ. Oh Jesus, we want to put on Christ today, to live for you, to live small Christ, ambassador for Christ. Oh Lord, help me, Lord, to come to the cross. To come to the cross. Shake it. I can see a hand that has like long nails. It's like holding a flesh, and it's like controlling a flesh and grasping this. It's like under control. But today in the cross, I believe that Jesus wants to break this bondage, break this control over our life. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The hand of God comes instead. The hands of God comes with a blessing instead. With a freedom instead. With healing instead. With renewal instead. Under the authority of the enemy, he wants healing for you. He wants healing for you. He wants healing for the little baby that was hurt. He wants healing for the little baby that was hurt. All the abuse, physically, emotionally, sexually, he wants healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Ora Kalash. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take me to the cross, Lord. Take me to the cross. Because I know in the cross you carried my pain, you carried my iniquities, you carried my pain, Lord. Heal me so I live, even if I remember the things that happened to me. But I live in a new past, in a new influence. Your influence, Lord, your authority. All the lies. To be cancelled in the name of Jesus. You're not good enough. Lie from the enemy. You're not clever enough. Take me to the cross, Lord. You know what? Just do it between you and Christ. Between you and the Holy Spirit. Imagine the cross. And Jesus is dying. And you and I dying with Jesus in the cross. Father,